I appreciate you coming back for segment four of The Bigger Picture. This is Marshall Wood, your host, and I'm going to continue in this commentary on what I believe is really the dissolution of America, because it is happening right here in Georgia, and we are dissolving as a nation because of what is wrong with Georgia. We are the metaphor of the entire nation, as we were the foundation point for the spiritual great awakening of America. We are now ground zero for the dissolution, and that will be explained shortly. But I want you to know now why I believe the foolishness that I believe. And I use the term intensely because it's biblical. Those who believe the foolishness of the gospel. I have now come to the point in my life wherein, of an absolute certainty, I know what I know. All that I now do is firmly based in the bedrock of truth that underpins my faith, and it actively shapes my worldview, as well as my subsequent actions like doing a radio program. It will not henceforth change. I can't. I have now come to the point in my life wherein, of a convincing certitude, I know that my time on this earth is growing very short. On June the 10th, 2013, I resigned my duties as a corporate pilot with Malone Air Charter because my body and my mind told me on that exact date that the deterioration due to old age had come to the point that, with a necessary degree of certitude, I could not function at the level required to ensure the safety of my passengers. If the controller said turn left and I turned right, that's not a good thing. I knew the time had come, even though my boss vehemently thought otherwise and tried to dissuade me as much as he could. But he didn't. I have now come to the point in my life wherein, of a decent certitude, I know that my earthly body is about worn out and is presently breaking itself down, and oh, brother, is it, at a rate that's not linear as when I was young, but has recently become rather exponential in its decline. Pain is always present, all motion is difficult, and some is even no longer possible. Useful sleep is minimal. Memory fails me much more frequently than my eyes, and my eyes are rapidly dimming as quickly as the passion that once pushed my desire to achieve. Such a circumstance compels me to push on, though, to finish those projects I know were assigned to me by God Himself before I was even conceived. And thankfully, my spirit sees that the items remaining on the list are finally just a few, but they're important. I have a general, genuine certitude, however, about one remaining item in particular, of which this position paper is a part. I need to be faithful to get it done before my time is effectively up, and time is running short. But I will get it done. I have now come to the point in my life wherein, because the Spirit within me says so, thereby making it a certitude that I am to expect the Lord Jesus Christ to return, first to the atmospheric fringes of this planet, from whence He will call to those who still have the requisite saving faith in a time of extreme moral and spiritual declension, and then 7 years later to the very promised land His Father gave to Abraham. We'll be called there through the rapture, because so few in our corrupted world have ever read the Bible through from cover to cover in a significant period of time. I'd say that's 4 months as an example. Only a relatively minuscule number of people on this earth are now aware of an absolute certitude that comes from the power of the Word, that it is now and always has been the duty of believers to look eagerly and often for His return, regardless of the age, that one of the great conundrums of mankind's physical existence, that we are to expect His return even while it is impossible to know the day or even the hour, and even when such an event seems completely improbable, both sides of that conundrum being reality according to Jesus. Not only must we watch expectantly and act accordingly, but we must of a certitude know that it is imminent. Today it is imminent, even if it may not be. I do. I've now come to the point in my life wherein, of another absolute certitude, I know that I'm just an average Joe of no greater or lesser importance than the next person. Turn the page here in line. That many others are much more talented, spiritual, stronger, smarter, and even more zealous than I am for any given cause. But that an average Joe is exactly who God chooses to do His kingdom work. When you know with an absolute certitude that you are who you are, just an average Joe, then it is obvious when big things do happen that it is of Him and not of you. The great and self-affirming souls strutting amongst us miss that critical point. Credit themselves for accomplishments they don't merit, Joe Biden, and then become rather useless in the kingdom's work as their pride introduces significant error that makes them a hindrance a hindrance. God then brushes them to the curb, Joe Biden. I think they are quite well described in Psalms 10. Read that, and then flip over to Romans 12, 3 to compare man's ideal with God. With all that having now been said, let me make this final comment as I cautiously begin to say what must be said before you so that you can consider what I'm saying. I've now come to the point in my life wherein, with my life-directing certitude, I know that my experiences in the Air Force as a pilot and operations officer are rather unique, that Father God Himself sent me where He sent me to meet people with whom He had ordained for me to interact in places and circumstances that caused whole passages of Scripture to jump out at me from the pages upon which they were written, that He showed me through direct experience in worldwide military operations just how those operations dovetail with historical events to build a coherent picture of the guiding hand of God in human existence. He does! And I know He gave me a hunger for the Bible that galvanized my many comprehensive trips to the entire text. Then He said, this matches that, and that event means this. I'm certain of it. He's done that. He's done just that thing across the ages to many average Joes. I hope you understand that gives me a crushing burden to bear, to know I have something to say, to be compelled in my spirit to declare it, and then to realize just how average I am in an age when only the powerful and the remarkable have their words heard. I feel exactly like that poor soul described in Ecclesiastes 9, 13 to 18, who did have something really big to say and to do, only to be greeted once the dust settled within. Oh, him? Oh, that's beginner's luck. He's too poor to know what he's talking about. The great, the wealthy, and the powerful have little regard for the wisdom God passes along to the world, to the average Joes that know him. I purport to know him. I sit behind this microphone to say what I have learned, and I hope you'll take me seriously. I hope you'll come back for segment 5. God bless you.